poll, neck and neck race for Charlie Crist's seat in Florida's 13th District. By Hannah Blow on July 18, 2022. The race for outgoing Representative Charlie Crist's DFL seat in Florida's 13th Congressional District is neck and neck as the top Republican and Democrat candidates are polling close, a recent David Binder Research/Progress Benelis survey found. Democratic nominee Eric Lynn is running to replace Crist in the district. Crist is vying to challenge Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R, in this year's gubernatorial race. District frontrunner Ana Paulina Luna, whom former President Donald Trump endorsed, is polling close to the Democrat, as just 2 points separate them. According to the survey, 45% support Lynn, followed closely by Luna, who trails with 43% support. Their differences within the survey's plus/4% margin of error. More than three-quarters of candidates said they would strongly support an individual who will keep politicians and the government out of people's personal decisions on abortion and who they marry. However, Luna's team is questioning the validity of the survey. This poll refuses to disclose its partisan splits because it's a fake poll, Luna consultant James Blair said, according to Florida Politics. The pollster has called 33% of races correctly, according to Nate Silver/538. The district won Trump plus 7 points in 2022. It has a 31,000 plus and growing Republican voter registration advantage, Blair added, predicting that Luna will ultimately stomp Eric Lynn, referencing another survey showing Luna leading Lynn by 9%. Indeed, Republicans across the state are continuing to grow their advantage over Democrats statewide, as registered Republicans now outnumber registered Democrats by 200,000 voters. Loaded polls are a tool of shady consultants and failed campaigns that want to mislead their donors, Blair added. Trump endorsed Luna, an Air Force veteran, in September 2021, deeming her an America First candidate who is committed to strong border, serving our veterans, and ensuring Florida's beautiful coastlines are protected. Trump also identified the district as particularly important, serving as a key to taking back the House. The Sunshine State's primaries take place August 23.